Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You cannot go anywhere else and feel what we feel here today. You cannot go anywhere else and feel what we feel here today. There's nothing in this world. There is no spirit. There is nothing temporal. There is nothing corruptible. There is nothing in this world that we can give ourselves to that allows us to feel the power that we feel right now. And I think we ought to take a moment and give God some praise, some Holy Ghost praise. Hallelujah! We don't sing, we don't shout, we don't clap our hands, we don't dance, we don't run the aisles because everything is perfect. We worship because God is on the throne. And as long as God is on the throne, if God be for us, nobody can be against us. If God is for us, greater is He that's in us than he that is in the world. I've never preached from this text before, Mark chapter 10 and verse 46. 99% of us know this story, but I just feel it's appropriate. I feel God has shifted my purpose for today's service, and so I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost. Mark 10, 46 says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth," when he heard it was Jesus, say that again. When he heard it was Jesus, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus! Woo. Somebody ought to shout, "Jesus." Woo. Something is about to break. Now watch. "And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Watch. "And Jesus stood still." "And Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, stood still." I'll read the rest of the story in a moment. I feel God right now. Today, I'm not going to preach a sermon. The Lord has instructed me to impart the gift of faith. Miracles are about to happen in this place. I do have a title. I do have a subject that I want to impart to you today, and it's this: Jesus, don't pass me by. You didn't hear me. I said, Jesus, don't pass me by. Somebody ought to lift up their hands for a moment and just shout the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. His name is high and lifted up. His name is the only name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Come on, let faith rise. Let faith rise. Let faith rise. Let faith rise in the name of Jesus. You may be seated for just a moment. God is about to do something miraculous in this place. Woo! The reason why I feel instructed of the Lord to do what I'm doing right now is because as we were worshiping, not in emotion alone, but we were worshiping in faith. Some of you, and I don't even know your stories, but the Lord was just quickening my spirit. There's people here who are running the aisles that everything has fallen apart. I don't know your story. I hardly even know your names. But God was showing me there's a lady right there dancing who everything has fallen apart for her. The Lord was quickening my spirit. There's a man over here whose home has fallen apart. His family's fallen apart. But watch him dance for me. We're not dancing and singing and shouting and praising because everything is where it needs to be. We are here today to worship the King of Kings because He is the King of Kings. Not because my life is in order. Not because I've got the promotion at the job. Not because I've got the house and the car. But because I've got a name that's above every name. I've been to the water. I've been baptized. The Lord brought me out of the miry clay. And He set my feet on a rock to stay. I don't know about you, but when everything's falling apart, I've still got a reason to rejoice because I've got a God who clothed Himself in flesh and died on a cross that while I was a sinner, Christ died for me. Woo! You can stand, you can sit, you can do what you feel. I'm just imparting faith for another few moments. Jesus, do not pass me by. As we were singing and praising and we were doing our thing, the Lord was saying, this church has gotten my attention. I'm standing still, ready to act. You can receive that, you can believe that, or you can cast it aside, and you can walk out of this place the same way you've come the last 6 months, or you can believe that God is here, that the King is here, that that His presence is in this place. And woo! Let me just tell you what I feel in the Holy Ghost. For some reason, we don't deserve it. For some reason, we're not worthy of it. For some reason, we can't work it up. But for some unknown reason, right now, we have the attention of the King. I feel like the Lord has spoken to the church and said, if they will get my attention, I will release my power. And for some reason, we have the attention of the King. Throw your hands in the air right now and entertain the presence of Jehovah. Just how you feel to do it. Lift your hands, lift your voice, lift your faith, and entertain the presence of Jesus. For He is standing still, waiting to minister, waiting to speak, waiting to heal, waiting to deliver you. God is here. And He's standing still at your seat. He's standing still in the sanctuary because we have gotten His attention. Jesus, do not pass me by. Jesus. Let me tell you for a moment just what I feel in the Holy Ghost. This is why we need Jesus to stand still. Because we don't know what we have tomorrow. We don't know what our tomorrow holds. We don't know what another heartbeat is going to show. We don't know what another breath is going to reveal. We don't know what another minute is going to provide. We do not have anything promised for tomorrow. What we have promised is this moment. What we have promised is this hour. What we have promised is this breath. That's why the Bible said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. He didn't say, let everything that has a tomorrow, let everything that has a next week, let everything that has a next year, because you're not promised tomorrow. We have right now. And if we could understand the reality of right now, God, I'm not promised tomorrow, so I'm not going to wait until tomorrow. I'm not going to wait until next week. I'm not going to wait until I feel right. I want you to stand still right now and reach your hand of mercy out and touch me in the name. Listen to me for a moment. Blind Bartimaeus had been blind for a long time. And when he heard that it was Jesus walking by, he didn't know if Jesus would ever walk by again. That's why the Bible says to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Blind Bartimaeus said, who's that coming? I hear a commotion. It sounds like a parade. It must be a king. You're right, it is a king. It must be a prince. You're right, it is a prince. It must be somebody powerful. You're right, it is somebody powerful. I heard his name is Jesus. I heard a lady touched his garment and was completely healed. I heard the deaf ear is opened. I heard he called a man named Lazarus out of the grave. I heard he walked on water. I heard he turned water to wine. Do you believe that Jesus is who we know he is? When he heard it was Jesus, he said, I ain't promised another chance. I'm not promised another opportunity. So watch me go. Get out of my way. Jesus! Jesus! Let me speak a word of faith. There's always going to be a critic surrounding your worship. There's always going to be a critic surrounding your problem. There's always going to be a critic surrounding your need. The critics who happen to be the religious people who could quote the Bible standing on their head, and they said, shut your mouth, hold your peace, keep quiet. He said, you better get out of my way. I heard Jesus is walking by. His critics motivated him to run faster, to jump higher, to scream louder, because he knew this might be my only chance. Just a few years ago, I was preaching in a church, and the Lord stopped me and kind of did what he's doing right now and said, don't preach a sermon. I'm ready to move. I said, well, what do you want to do, God? The Lord said, I'm ready to heal somebody right now. I'm looking at a congregation of about 40 people, and God said, I'm ready to heal somebody right now. I look out in the congregation. I had a bunch of religious people. I said, if you need healing, come to the altar right now. All the religious people said, nuh-uh, you need to preach your sermon first and see if I like it. I said, let me say it again. If you need healing right now, come to the front. I had the religious people folding their arms, looking at me with disdain and wondering what I was doing. I said, if you need healing right now, come to the front. Let me tell you who came to the front that service. It was a first-time visitor who was paralyzed from the waist down, stuck in a wheelchair, but she heard Jesus was coming by. She wasn't smart enough to debate my theology. She wasn't smart enough to debate my doctrine. She wasn't smart enough to quote scripture. Oh, but she had enough faith to say, if you said Jesus is here, I'm coming. Listen. She wheeled her way up to the front, and I walked down. I was a bit nervous, you know. And I said, ma'am, what's your need? She said, I'm paralyzed from the waist down for over 20 years. Can't feel my legs. I prayed for her, and I said, God, heal her. The Lord said, not yet. God said, tell her to go home. And if she'll go home and commit her life to me in the privacy of her bedroom, I will send my healing into her bedroom and bring her out of this wheelchair. I told her exactly that. I said, if you'll go home right now and you'll get on and you'll pray to God and you'll consecrate your life to God in the privacy of your bedroom, God will heal you this night. With visitor faith, she looked at me and said, okay. She turned her wheelchair around, went home by herself. Until the next service of revival, the pastor was in the pulpit, had the microphone, and he was talking to the congregation, and all of a sudden, the back two doors of the sanctuary come flying open, and she comes walking down the center aisle. I'm not sure all of you believed what I just said. If you had believed what I just said, I couldn't keep you quiet for another 30 minutes. She came walking down the center aisle. The pastor jumped off the platform and said, lady, where is your wheelchair? She yelled back, I don't need a wheelchair. She said, I got home and did what that preacher told me to do. And all of a sudden, there was a power that ran through my body. I stepped out of the wheelchair for the first time. Listen. She said, but God told me to come back and ask you what I needed to do to walk in the next life. She got her healing, but she hadn't got her salvation yet. So the pastor said, well, that's easy. Let's take you to the baptistry. We're going to baptize you in the only saving name of Jesus Christ. We laid her down in the waters in Jesus' name. She was kind of shaking. You know, she had brand new legs, hardly knew how to use them. But when she came out of the water, she lifted her hands and God filled her with the Holy Ghost. She spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Somebody shout, Jesus, don't pass me by. If somebody's got cancer in this place, God wants to heal you right now. My wife and I were just in a service a few months ago, and there was a first-time visitor who happened to be Catholic, raised Catholic, went to Catholic school. He was Catholic his whole life until he stepped into an apostolic church, and he was about four rows back. I didn't know who he was, didn't know his name, and I said, if you want to be healed, if you want to be delivered, if you want to receive the Holy Ghost, come right now. He was the first one. The first-time visitor was the first one to the altar. He came and stood right here. I said, what do you need? He said, I need exactly what you were preaching about. I need the Holy Ghost. I'm Catholic. I've been raised Catholic, but I've never felt anything like this before in my life. I need exactly what you're preaching. I said, lift your hands and close your eyes. And in the next 10 seconds, God filled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We could not get him to stop speaking in other tongues. He didn't know what speaking in tongues was. He wasn't trying to imitate me or imitate you. He just received the organic flow of the Holy Ghost, and his life changed in a moment. About 30 minutes later, we baptized him in the name of Jesus. About 6 weeks later, the pastor of the church called me and said, hey, you remember that man that got the Holy Ghost? He was Catholic, baptized in Jesus' name. I said, yeah, what about it? He said, well, little did we know, he came to church that day with stage 4 cancer and was given 4 to 6 weeks to live. This was 6 weeks later. I said, well, how's he doing? He said, he just went in for a checkup. They can't find one trace of cancer in him. They cannot find cancer in his body. They don't know what's happened. I'll tell you what happened. Blind Bartimaeus said, Jesus, don't pass me by. I'll do what I have to do. I'll dance. I'll shout. I'll run. I'll jump. Just don't pass me by. I want you to stop praying and close your eyes right now. If you have a physical need, some have already come. If you have a physical need in your body that you can name, I want you to raise your hand right now. If you have a disease, if you have infection, if you have cancer, if you have a virus, if you have anything wrong with your body, if there's a physical pain in your back, in your knees, if there's problems in your body, I want you, there are hands up all across this sanctuary. Put your hands down. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your eyes closed. If you have a need of deliverance right now, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, if you need deliverance of addiction to pornography, alcohol, drugs, depression, if you need deliverance of anything right now, I want you to raise your hand with faith. With faith, raise your hand. Hands up all across this sanctuary right now. All across this sanctuary. Put your hands down. Thank you for your faith. Now, there's saints, there's even members here right now who need a restoration in the Holy Ghost. I feel that in the Spirit right now. You need a restoration in the Holy Ghost. If you are here, I want your eyes to be closed. If you are here and you need a restoration in the Holy Ghost, you can't remember the last time you felt the Holy Ghost, or you don't know the last time you spoke with other tongues as His Spirit gave the utterance. If you need a restoration in the Spirit right now, I want you to raise your hands. That's it. Raise your hands with faith right now, with faith. Hands going up. And if you've come here today and you want the Holy Ghost for the first time, I want you also to raise your hand right now with faith. Hands are going up right now. Hands are going up right now. Thank you for your faith and courage. Woo! You can open your eyes. I want you to just pray for a moment. Pray how you feel to pray right now. Pray with your voice. Pray with your faith. Pray. As we pray together, if we have altar workers or intercessors that can come right now, prepare yourself to pray for those who have a need. Right now, I need altar workers and intercessors to come. We're going to lay our hands on you in the name of Jesus. That's all right if you're already praying, but this is what I want us to do together. Listen to me. We're going to pray together. Everybody that raised your hand, I want you to come out of your seat right now and come to this altar. Everybody that raised your hand because you have a need, a physical need, a deliverance need, a restoration need, a filling need of the Holy Ghost, I want you to step out by faith right now and come to this altar. Listen, I'm going to give some instruction. We're going to do this together. When our ministers come to lay hands on you, they're going to ask you what your specific need is. You don't need to go into detail. You just say in two words what it is, what your specific need is, and we're going to pray specifically for that need. There's not much power in an empty, vague prayer. But when we pray the specific need, if you're dealing with addiction, that minister is going to speak to the spirit of addiction and say, addiction, I curse you in the name of Jesus. If you have back pain, that minister is going to say, back pain, I rebuke you out of this body right now in the name of Jesus. That is the prayer of faith. We're going to do that together. But this is what we're going to do before the ministers go and pray. Right now, we're going to take just a few seconds. I want you to bow your heads and I want you to allow God to cleanse you out. I want you to begin to pray a prayer of repentance and say, God, whatever my problems are, whatever my failures are, whatever my mistakes are, whatever my behaviors are that have not been godly, I pray that you forgive me right now of all of my sins. Lord, I'm not just sorry of my sins, but I repent of my sins. I turn from my sins. I turn from my iniquity and transgression. I turn right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me with mercy and grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen to me with your head bowed. I want you to begin to move and tell God exactly what it is you need. For just about 30 seconds, I want you to make your request known to God. Tell him exactly what you need right now. Lord, I've got this pain. Lord, I've got this problem. Lord, I've got this sin. Lord, I've got this brokenness. Lord, I've got this depression. Tell him what you need. I need deliverance now. I need healing today in the name of Jesus. There's angels in this place. I feel angels marching through this sanctuary right now. There are ministering spirits to the air of salvation in this sanctuary right now, ready to minister the power of God. Now, this is how we're going to do this. We're going to do this together. We're going to begin to pray a prayer of worship. We're going to pray a prayer of love to Jesus. We're going to let God know that regardless of his answers, his miracles, his power, we love him and we worship him. We're going to do that together. I'm going to pray the prayer of faith over this congregation. We did this the other night, but we're going to do it a little bit different. When you hear me say the word now, I want this entire congregation to lift up your hands, lift up your head, and shout the name of Jesus. Just like blind Bartimaeus said, Jesus, this entire congregation is about to shout that very same name. And when you lift up your hands and you lift up your head and you shout his name, when I say now, immediately the gift of faith and the gifts of the Spirit are going to flow and operate. And when that happens, I want you to pray in tongues. I want you to pray and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When you lift up your hands and you lift up your head and you shout the name of Jesus, from that moment forward, you are only going to pray in the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? Somebody shout yes. Now, with your hands down, begin to worship him. With your hands down, just begin to love him. Lord, I love you. Lord, you are my Father. Lord, you are my salvation. You are my healer. You are my provider. You are my creator. You are my God. And in you only will I trust. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come on. Worship him for just another moment. Love him for just another moment. Show him what he means to you for just another moment. I love you, Jesus. I bind every spirit of doubt. I rebuke every spirit of fear right now. I rebuke every spirit of addiction. I rebuke every spirit of cancer. I rebuke every spirit of disease. I rebuke every spirit of addiction upon the power of the word of God and the authority of the name of Jesus. I release the gift of faith in the name of Jesus now, now, now. Go, 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 go. Be healed, be delivered, be set free, be filled with the Holy Ghost, be restored in the Holy Ghost. Woo. Jesus, don't pass me by.